ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.
I really need it tonight. Forever's gonna
It was not an eclipse of the heart last night. Well, maybe it was, because it definitely was an eclipse of the moon. It was a pretty rare event. It only happens every few years where a supermoon and a lunar eclipse combine and become a supermoon lunar eclipse. And supposedly that really affects people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, just check Facebook this morning if you haven't seen it, guys.
Moon's galore.
The moon was really red last night, and a lunar eclipse occurred where the moon moves into the Earth's shadow.
Look at you doing your Google research.
And I'm literally reading that off Google. So the moon kind of looks shadow. It's not one of the eclipses where the moon completely disappears, but it goes shadowy. So that's what happened last night.
And a supermoon is when the moon is really close to Earth, which makes it appear really red. Large. And it was a full moon. So to tell us more about it and how astrology actually plays into the moon's position last night and how it can affect lives is Tammy Safi, an astrologer here in Australia. How are you?
Oh, good morning. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
Good, Tammy. We've heard so much about the science of what happened last night, but there's a lot of talk about what happened astrology-wise. Can you paint a bit of a picture of what last night meant in the astrology world?
Well, a lunar eclipse is really, really strong energy-wise to all of us, globally and individually. And the energy of any eclipse is very active 2 weeks before and 2 weeks after. And we have to set intentions during that time. It's really good to set some intentions, like what you want for the year, what you want from your love life, what you want. So if you do that and you clear in your mind, the actual effect of an eclipse will last you the whole year. And it's necessarily a negative thing. Like, people do like to put a negative spin on things, but I'm a positive astrologer. I like to put positive spins on things.
Well, that does lead to a bit of a negative question. There was talk that last night's moon position could actually end a lot of relationships, that there were going to be a lot of breakups because of it. Why?
Yes. Well, because if a relationship is not serving you well, if you're in a relationship that is just not giving you what you need, you're just there because you need to be in a relationship, or because you think you're loved or whatever, then it's going to shake things up for you.
Oh, okay. So if anyone's strong with their partner, then it's not an issue.
Absolutely
okay,
not.
Okay,
yes.
Right. Good.
So even though the blood moon and the eclipse was last night, from what you said at the start of the chat, if we want to, turn this into a positive in our lives based on, astrology, if you're a believer in astrology and whatnot, you've still got time.
You've got 2 weeks or so, maybe even more, it can spread a bit more to really just focus on how you want the rest of the year to pan out.
All right, Cliffo, what's your intention? Set it now. How do you want the rest of the year to pan out?
God.
I would love a bucket full of cash.
I was just going to say a lotto win, but I don't know. I'm pretty damn happy. But anyway, nice little kind of run through of what last night meant astrology-wise. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to chat to you. Tammy Safi, an astrologer. Thank you, Tammy.
My pleasure. All the best.
Bye, mate. All together now.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the moon.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast. Australia, meet your new McCafe blend. Smooth, rich with a hint of sweet berry. It's coffee fit for an Aussie.